Jungd looked at Balor and Henso. Both nodded wordlessly. Laying his spear at Petru's footpaws, Jund bowed deeply.
We live only to obey your commands, sire.
Fleng and his squad had kept up their noisy pursuit of the otters from the far stream bank. As darkness fell, they found a narrow rocky outcrop and forded the stream. The otter's trail was not difficult to pick up. Letho had halted the clans on a stony hilltop he had chosen to await the arrival of the cats. Fleng arrived shortly at the base of the hill. He hid his guards in the bushes, ordering them to fire a volley of arrows. The heavy barrage of rocks, javelins and slingstones that came back at them left Fleng's squad pinned down so hard that they could not raise a paw to retaliate. The scorecat kept glancing back over his shoulder, waiting for his warlord to arrive with reinforcements. Letho's forces continued to batter the bushes relentlessly. It took Fleng only a short time to realise that half his squad lay slain around him. If he stayed, he would be killed along with the remainder of his guards. For some reason unknown to the scorecat, both he and his squad had been left abandoned. Signalling a retreat to his cat guards, Fleng crawled backward from the bushes and fled. Big Colin Galedeep, standing out in full view, lifted a boulder above his head and hailed it downhill at the enemy position. He complained to the outlaw.
Ain't much going on down there, Letho. Those cats don't seem to be putting up a decent fight at all. What do you suppose is going on?
Letho slung a stone and peered downhill.
I'm not sure, mate. Either we lost them along the way or some are still trying to cross the stream. Maybe we should take the fight to them and see what happens.
That was all Big Colin needed. Seizing his oar, he thundered off downhill, roaring,
Galedeep's to me! Yea, Letho! Charge!
Letho could not halt Colin and his clan, but he called out to the rest.
Watch yourselves! It might be a trap! Follow me!
Letho and Banya arrived on the scene together, only to find it devoid of foe beasts, apart from 10 slain guards. Colin and his clan looked thoroughly disgruntled. The big otter hailed the outlaw.
Just as well you didn't charge with me, Shellhound. There wasn't any fighting to do. They've gone.
Letho rolled up his sling.
There's something wrong, Colin. It was all too easy. What do you think, Banya?
The tough otter maid was a short distance away, supporting the head of a badly injured cat guard, until it drooped limply back and she let it go.
I got to that and just afore his lights went out. He managed to say there wasn't more than a score of cat guards. Said there was orders to follow us and to make the most noise they could so we'd think it was a full troop.
Letho interrupted her.
But where'd Felix and the rest of them get to?
Banya touched the dead guard with her footpaw.
He said they stayed back at the stream bank where we first met up with the cats. I was going to question him a bit more, but he just drifted off.
Colin gritted his teeth.
Lying cowards. They won't admit we beat them fair and square. That's cats for you.
Banya did not agree with him.
No, he spoke the truth. Look around. There was never over 100 cat guards here. What do you think, Shellhound?
But Letho was already on the move as the chilling realisation dawned on him. His voice was tight and urgent.
Colin, get the clans on the move. Quick, at the double.
The big otter saw the alarm in his friend's eyes.
Oi, mate, what's going on?
Letho was running as he shouted out his explanation.
Venus outsmarted us. He's gone the other way, to the coast, where the families are hiding.
The outlaw was out ahead of every beast, speeding like an arrow. Colin and his brother Logo, together with Banya, headed the main band as they sped through the night. The big otter's chest was heaving.
That scummy cat going after our families like that?
Banya steadied him as he stumbled against a tree.
Aye, 'tis just the sort of thing Felix would do. Save your breath, and let's hope we can stop him, mate.
Word had passed through the clans of what might happen. The packed mass of otters increased their speed, regardless of rock, bush or shrub. They stampeded madly toward the coast.
This ends Disc 4.